Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's Thursday. It's the night for On Call with the Prairie Doc. You can tune in to SDPB-TV on Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain for that. And every Thursday we have Dr. Richard Holm for a little preview of the show. Dr. Holm, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
Give me an idea of what's on tap for tonight.
Well, we have Drs. Greg Osmondson and Dustin Dirks of Ophthalmology Limited from Sioux Falls to talk about eye conditions of the elderly.
Okay.
And that will be a very interesting show. Whenever you do an eye show, and we did one earlier this year, in the fall season of 17, we had Dr. Thompson, and just the whole story about vision is important in our audience, and we just get tons of phone calls, which is really great. So that will be the topic for tonight. And you know, we talk about the illnesses of older people. You know, what do you think are the most common vision problems in the elderly?
Boy,
you
stumped
me.
Glaucoma, cataracts. They're all coming.
Problem, and you know, glaucoma is where increased pressure in the eye, and you know, of course, it can also occur in people with normal pressure.
Sure.
But we think that pressure is the major reason. People can have glaucoma, and they will lose with glaucoma their peripheral vision. They'll retain their central vision. But the opposite, the antithesis of that is macular degeneration, where they lose their central vision and they retain their peripheral vision. Isn't that interesting? Mm.
Yes. Are there ways to prevent? And when we talk about almost everything else, we talk about prevention, or is eye degeneration just something that happens as you age?
If you look at the hardest one to treat as macular degeneration, 80% of them are dry macular degeneration, and there's no good treatment for it. I mean, they'll talk about taking lutein and Ocuvite and all these vitamins and so on and so forth, and the answer is, and, you know, zinc and so on and so forth. And really, the studies show that nothing makes a difference in dry macular degeneration. And when you've got wet macular degeneration where there's blood vessels that break and so on and so forth, really the surgeon comes into the rescue there, because it's similar to diabetic retinopathy, where blood vessels break and you can control things by cauterizing the bleeding. There are also some new injections that's happened over the last 10 and 20 years that you can do for wet macular degeneration, and even probably some mixed dry macular, but that has to do with a mixed thing. So the main thing to say about macular degeneration is that it kind of runs with vascular disease. If you can do all those things that you need to do to prevent heart attacks and strokes, that you will also help with macular degeneration. And what is that?
we're gonna get our exercise every day, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
I did exercise this morning. I have to do it on Thursdays at least.
Yes, you have to at least on Thursdays.
I want to go back to this word that you said, which was injection, and you mean like an injection in my eyeball?
Right. They numb
that
me up.
That does not. Okay.
So I've had these, but I don't remember. You know, they give you this little injection into your vein of a medicine that makes you fall asleep, and then you wake up.
Okay.
And injection's done. It's kind of hard to think that somebody's going to put a needle in your eyeball.
Yeah, my brother has been through this, and he's had to be awake for the eyeball injections. He has a rare eye disease, which I cannot pronounce. So so I live in constant fear that this is genetic. So, in a few years, because you might have to hold me down for that. People are twitchy about their eyes. They're nervous about that. But
why would that be? I can't understand it, you know. That's funny. Well, you know, the most common diabetic or illness of the eye is cataracts. Diabetic retinopathy is one. Glaucoma is one. And, of course, macular degeneration. But cataracts is the most common one. And it's the most common cause of blindness in the world.
Really?
That's not to say in the U.S., because most of us who get a little cloudy in our our lenses because of aging or too much sun or too much cigarette smoke or diabetes or high blood pressure or, heavy drinking. But because of all those reasons, or even statin medications, estrogen therapies, you know, steroids, previous surgery in the eye, because of all those, cataracts develop. And then what we do is we go in and remove the lens and put in an implant lens, a plastic lens. Hmm. My goodness, it changes the world for people. It's a wonderful thing. Advancement in science.
We've come a long way. Yeah,
perfect
right.
Example. Yeah, we have. We have come.
All right, let's close with just how many, checkups. When do you start going to your doctor and sort of building that relationship, and how often do you go back?
Right. And I, to just look at those, glaucoma is silent. You don't know that it's happening. Diabetic retinopathy might be happening silently as well. You could have macular degeneration that you could treat and you don't know it. And so it's really an important thing to have a regular checkup and a regular eye exam. And I think probably after 50, you need a yearly eye exam. And just have it checked, get your pressures checked, be monitored. I've got two or three little moles in the back of my eye and eyes, and they can turn into malignant melanoma. So I've seen people die of cancer of the eyeball, which is not a pretty thing. And so I would suggest that we all, at 50 anyway, come in and get a regular checkup. Maybe, get your vision rebooted. Find if you can get the best glasses, those types of things. So you can prevent blindness.
Yeah. All right. We've talked about some tough stuff on this show, and I have to tell you, I'm like, digging my fingernails into my palm because eyeball stuff just absolutely terrifies me. Give me something positive to end on. So I I can't do those. The puff in my eye, Dr. Holm, it took my optometrist 20 minutes to figure out how to actually get that test done. I was so twitchy.
You have fears because of your eyes. I would look at self hypnosis ideas and get used to it and realize that the coming in, calming yourself, mind over matter. You have a brilliant mind, Lori. You just kind of control it, but a little self hypnosis. Get a book on self hypnosis and work on allaying your own fears. The panics that we have, and if it's beyond your control, then they can use anesthesia and get those exams. But you need to get them and make sure you get them checked.